Thank you very much, sir. Reaction was absolutely full of happiness and amazement, because getting this prestigious award on behalf of all the peacekeepers working in UNESCO as well as my country, India, it was just amazing. Cannot describe it in words. So I was very happy and very honored to receive the award.
So you served with the UN mission in DRC for over a year, working with local communities, especially women. Could you tell us about some of your key initiatives that made a difference on the ground and that led you to this recognition?
So if I talk about the major role that our engagement platoon has, sir, it is situational awareness for the contingent commander. So we deal with getting to know the security concerns of the people. And accordingly, we try to address their problems and channelize our operations and missions, how to go about in the mission. So the initiative that we took from one end was to create awareness amongst the people about... Like suppose for the women, we started with the awareness on conflict-related sexual violence. We started talking about women health, child care, the malnutrition. We started talking out to women with respect to gender equality, the importance of education for a woman, importance of employment for a woman. We also conducted a lot of lectures and awareness for young minds of the people, young kids, teenagers, on education, on environment, on again the importance of education for all and gender equality. Quality, of course. So this was one initiative to create awareness amongst the people, and the other was to empower them by providing them with some or the other employment skills. As you know, a person can be empowered if he's employed to do something. So we started with several employment cadres. One was the baking and the tailoring cadre, which was specific to the women. The other, for the young kids, we started with the English training cadre, and for the youth, where we addressed both the men and the women together, it was the light motor vehicle repair cadre. So one way it helped us to empower them, and on the other end, it helps us to create a focal point amongst the society, so that at times when we are not able to go out and step out and reach out in the environment because of the conditions, we can telephonically get an update of the security from them.
Was it difficult for you to understand the concerns and needs of local communities in a short span of time and respond accordingly? What kind of challenges you had to deal with?
I would say yes. Initially, when you go to a new place, you have to get to know their cultures, their traditions, and you need to make your team understand that the people you're talking to are traumatized people, and you really have to be empathetic towards them while you engage. So yes, to create a team, it was a challenge for me to make them understand how to speak with people, because language is also a challenge for us. We being Indians, we are not very used to French and Swahili. So thankfully, we had trained our team accordingly so that they can converse or begin a conversation with the local people. That also helped us in creating a good environment around, and people realize that, yes, we are making an effort. Other than that, if you say when we started engaging, so there was a lot of anti-UNESCO sentiments that were going on in DRC. So having perception management was very important for us to change the mindset of the people that we as a peacekeeper are there to help them out and to extract the information from them from our end. And the third challenge was, whenever you talk about United Nations, people think of us off as a humanitarian organization which provides them with food and shelter and clothing. So as a blue helmet, we have to tell them that we are there for their security concerns, to address it, to help them solve the problem. Yes, it took us some time for us, because we have to listen to all of their humanitarian concerns, and we used to address them to the right organization and the authority which would help them out. As we started going, everything started becoming very smooth and people started cooperating, and it started showing some results.
This award is given in recognition of Resolution 1325 on Women, Peace and Security. Prior to joining the UN mission in DRC, you had been serving in the Indian Army for several years. Now, with this varied experience, how do you look at women's role in peacekeeping? Why it's important to include them in the peace process?
In any conflict area, it will be always women and a girl who will be disproportionately affected. They will see more violence than any other gender, I would say. So in such conditions, it becomes very important that we employ more and more women peacekeepers into the area. One, it will increase your range of people you can basically involve. And other than that, any gender, it may be women, it may be men, it may be kids, it may be elderly, anyone will be very comfortable speaking to a woman about the problems that you face, especially for the traumatized women who might not be able to open up with their problems to any male peacekeepers. So it becomes very important to get to know these problems before we can actually address them. So having more and more women peacekeepers will increase our range, will actually get to know what the problem is there on the ground. And we can find a better solution, I would say, to such problems.
I'm sure you have lots of fond memories of your time in North Kivu, DRC. Anything you would like to share with us, a memory that you will carry along with you?
Some memories that I have. One is whenever we used to go out on engagements and speak to the women, we realized women were not very comfortable speaking to us when there are so many people around. And they kept asking for a safe place for them. If UN can provide them a safe building outside and give them protection and all, well, of course, it was not possible for us. So what we did is once or twice in a month, we would invite many ladies from outside and we would give them a safe environment where we would ask them about their problems. And a lot of women have shared their experiences or the trauma that they have faced because of the violence. Some of them, they have really fought back, you know, they have fought back the rebel groups and help other women. So that was the time when they all used to come together, share their experiences with us. And then after we all were done, they always asked, let's sing together and let's dance. They would always demand for Bollywood songs to dance on. So that was a very happy time. And it showed me, like, irrespective of whatever life shows you, you always have to find a way to be happy because that is how you keep going on. So very fond memories with these ladies, especially because we could give them, you know, moment of happiness.